11 o'clock hour, Chase Willie and D. Mace here with you. 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Talking Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. It is coming to our city in about a week. It's hard to believe that it is almost here for year two. August 5th through the 7th, you can go to musiccitygp.com to get your tickets. And our weekly driver interviews for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is presented by the Nashville Sheriff and Social Furniture in West Nashville. Shop their summer blowout sale now till July 31st. 60 months with no interest and same-day delivery. I am very excited about this to say hello to the seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, now with IndyCar, going to be at the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. We welcome Jimmy Johnson to the show. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So you were in this race last year. You were running all the road courses and street courses. What were some things that you learned about the streets of Nashville that you can apply to this year?
It was new for everyone, which kind of put me more on equal ground with these veterans of the IndyCar series. The street courses, with them being a temporary circuit, there's really no way to prepare until you show up on the race weekend and drive on it. And then also the track evolves so much as the cars run. The tires that we have on these cars lay down rubber, and the track picks up in grip, and then you can really be more aggressive as the weekend progresses on. And I learned how tricky the Nashville streets are. It's a really rough course, which I think is a good thing. There are a lot of bumps, a lot of characters, we like to call it, and it really makes the cars mishandle. And it makes us work harder as drivers. We make mistakes. We have passes. We have crashes. We have all those things. And I think the race last year was probably one of the most exciting street races in recent memory, honestly, with the numerous cautions. The winner, Marcus Ericsson, went airborne, and I don't know how his car survived the impact of landing back down on the ground and kept going. So it was a perfect race for Nashville, and I'm really excited to come back this year.
You spent, a majority of your career in stock cars, which are big and heavy, and they can take a beating. Now you've moved into IndyCar for the last 2 years, and you were talking about the bumps and how any little thing can set something off. How have you adapted to just how sensitive these IndyCars can be?
Yeah, I'm still on that journey. I mean, I feel like on the ovals, there are much more, common driving styles and sensations that exist between NASCAR and IndyCar. On the street and road courses, the IndyCar is just at such a higher performing level than a cup car that I'm just trying to train my eyes, my senses to the speed and sensations of these cars. And they're really violent. There's not much suspension travel. They create a lot of downforce and ride really low to the ground, so they're constantly slamming the ground. So just everything about it has been new for me, and honestly, it's been a lot of fun. These cars do perform at such a high level that I'm often just giggling in the car because I can't believe how fast I've gone through a turn or how quickly the car stops on the brakes.
We're talking to a great champion, Jimmy Johnson. He's coming to Nashville for the Grand Prix here just in a few weeks. Jimmy, I want to take you down memory lane. This is our second year with the Grand Prix downtown, but, we've had a great resurgence here with all of our tracks, with the fairgrounds and the super speedways back. The very first year of the Super Speedway, I got a chance to interview. I did not know a whole lot about racing at the time, but our good friend Norm Parton was putting together some interviews. We were trying to hype up the new venue. You were just an up-and-comer at the time. You sat down at the table with us, and Norm was telling me, he goes, this is a guy you want to know. You need to know who this guy is. Because you were in that first race at the Nashville Super Speedway. Just think about how much has gone by. That was, I think, 2001. But, man, have you had a great arc since then?
You've done some things.
You've done a few things since then.
Yeah. It's crazy how time flies. And I've always loved racing in Nashville. And I first raced at the fairgrounds in, I think, probably 1998 or 99. I'm in the ASA series that was competing there. And I was new to the asphalt and stock cars in general. And I just couldn't believe how fast we'd rip around the fairgrounds there. Fell in love with the track. And I'm so happy to see that the track is still active and going. So happy to see that the Super Speedway is back on the NASCAR calendar and it's so successful. And then obviously the IndyCar racing going on in the streets.
Jimmy Johnson is with us. So speaking of your IndyCar campaign, you're running the ovals this year. You got to run Indianapolis that you were so successful at in the NASCAR Cup Series. But a fifth place, your career best finish at Iowa on Sunday. that beat your sixth place finish. I believe you had at Texas. So as you continue this journey like you're talking about, how much does that do for your confidence of being able to run top 10, top five in these cars?
Yeah, I mean, on a funny note, it turns out that I'm pretty good on ovals. You know, these street and road courses are a little different. And when I look at my Cup career, I had 83 Cup wins, and only one of those 83 wins was on a road course. So last year in just running the road races, I knew it wasn't in my sweet spot, but I just had to get to a place of comfort with the safety of the cars. And then I did that last year, and then I've obviously been in the full the season full-time this year and enjoying it. And, you know, I am getting more comfortable. The way you make lap time on the road courses is in a different area than the way I grew up racing. Everything is made up in an Indy car on the brakes. And in a Cup car, they're big, heavy cars. Sure, the braking matters, but you're going to melt the brakes off the car if you drive it that aggressively in that hard lap after lap, where the Indy car is quite the opposite. So I'm working through that, and I feel like I'm making good gains every time I'm in the car. But, you know, I truly feel like IndyCar racing is the most competitive form of road racing on the planet, more so than Formula One. You know, we have basically a spec car. Half the field is former Formula One drivers. Then you have all the domestic talent that's in the series. You know, it's just so competitive. But I'm making gains. I'm enjoying it. And again, the intensity of driving these cars just makes me smile. I mean, you drive them with such anger and they stick. And it's just a wild, wild experience.
When was the last time you were in a stock car for anything? Was it your last race?
Yeah, November 8th of 2020 was my last time in a stock car.
How much do you, even though listening to you, you're having so much fun in IndyCar, how much do you miss the NASCAR circuit? Because you were there for so many years and made so many connections. Obviously, spent your entire career with Rick Hendrick, and you see what they're continuing to do, and Jeff moving into his new role. But how much do you miss your time in the Cup Series?
Yeah, I miss the people probably more than anything. I do feel like I was ready for a change of pace. The grind of the NASCAR schedule is quite intense. And I felt very fulfilled with what I accomplished there. And the hardest part was really walking away from the people, and especially someone like Mr. Hendrick, all the people at Hendrick Motorsports. I have so many friends through the garage area within NASCAR. You know, that's the part that stings still today. And I've been so busy with IndyCar, I haven't even been to a NASCAR race since I stepped away. So I really do miss everyone, and the people make it all what it is. And hopefully someday soon I'll slow down and be able to go back and experience and enjoy those moments, those people.
Well, I have to ask the question, Jimmy, but because people have been wondering with the next gen car, you know, a lot of drivers that, you know, may have been thinking, okay, it's time to hang it up. Kurt Busch has said this a few times that he wanted to drive the next gen car. Is that something when you accomplish your IndyCar goals that you might be interested in of going back, even if it's a one-off, a Daytona 500, something like that, just so you can get inside this new car?
You know, I feel like from a car driving experience, I'm not as drawn to the new car. I think it's been very competitive, puts on a great show. But what I've been driving from just a car driving experience, these IndyCars are rocket ships. So from that piece, you know, I'm very satisfied. But to go back, 2020 was a weird year with COVID. I feel like there was kind of some unfinished moments to share with my fans, to even experience on my own. Three quarters of the season, we didn't even have fans in the stands my final year. So, you know, there is a void there that I'm missing. And if I was to go back, I think it would be more in that space than it would be just driving the car.
Well, very, very cool. Coming up this weekend, you're back at Indy for the Grand Prix. It is a NASCAR weekend as well, as the Cup Series will be there on Sunday, Xfinity on Saturday with you guys. Going back to a place that you're familiar with the road course, what do you think of your chances this weekend?
Yeah, I feel like I can probably run a top 15. I think that's a realistic goal for me on a road course where I am right now on my journey. I was able to finish 16th at Mid-Ohio a few weeks ago. So hopefully I can build on that and finish a little higher.
Well, Jimmy, we appreciate the time today. We'll see you here in Nashville coming up August 5th through the 7th. It's almost here, but best of luck. Great talking to you, and we'll do it again soon.
You as well. Appreciate it.
Jimmy Johnson, seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, now drives the 48 American Legion Carvana Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing in the NTT IndyCar Series. The Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, August 5th through the 7th, on the streets of Nashville. Get your tickets at musiccitygp.com. You can hear that race right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And our driver interviews are presented by the Nashville Sheriff and Social Furniture in West Nashville. Shop their summer blowout sale now till July 31st. 60 months with no interest and same-day delivery. We'll have Mike Vrabel coming up at the bottom of the hour for his press conference. But coming up next, Teresa Walker said something interesting on Robbie and Rex Road this morning, and I want to get Willie and D-Mace's thoughts and give mine as well. Are the Titans better on offense this year? We'll discuss that. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.